Hello, and welcome to Talking GTA Episode 26. I'm your host, Hugo One, and this is a podcast about all things Grand Theft Auto related. It's the end of October currently, and there was a ton of talk this month about a possible GTA 6 announcement, which there always is people talking about that, but a lot of people were picking out very specific dates at the end of the month. First, it was October 24th, then it was October 26th, then it was October 29th, so on and so forth. And obviously, they'll just keep pushing the date back to when this trailer is supposed to come out because they think they've got it all figured out. But nobody knows anything. Nobody outside of Rockstar really knows anything. Anybody who claims to know something is either totally full of shit or they're breaking some kind of NDA that they shouldn't be, which would be, you know, on them. That would be their issue they'd have to deal with. But none of the dates that anybody came up with for October were right. Nothing happened, obviously, as you know. There's really no news whatsoever. Normal Halloween GTA Online stuff. I think there was some Red Dead stuff. Otherwise, nothing really interesting from Rockstar. So we'll just keep waiting as we have been. And sooner or later, there will be some kind of news about the next GTA, and we'll get very excited when that day comes. But for now, we can just talk about old GTAs as we've done for a while. So let's get into the feedback from the last episode.
Can we cut straight to sex? No, I'm only kidding. Let's roll.
All right. If you remember the last episode, it was a while ago, but we had a co-host, Slick Schnatz, on to kind of chat it up about GTA. And we got some feedback about that. First thing from Sunset Samurai says, "Hey, Hugo, I really enjoyed this episode with Slick, who showed up and talked with you about the various topics you discussed. Any possibility of doing future podcast episodes with GTA speedrunners or people who make GTA content would be fun/interesting to see, but I understand if it's not possible. I also wanted to ask if you have seen/have any interest in GTA sketches on YouTube from content creators like Los Santos Casts, Kenny Pass, etc., that use these games and its characters to create unique stories. Keep up the good work. There goes my burrito." Thank you for the comment, friend. You know, I don't know what the future holds. I have no plans to, you know, have anybody specific on here or whatever, but you never know what would happen or what could happen. As far as any of the other stuff, I see some of that stuff from time to time, and it seems cool, and I'm happy that there's any kind of content made with this, you know, old ass game. Talk about San Andreas still, that's very popular, so I think that's awesome. So I'm glad that pages like that are popular and that people still appreciate, you know, the characters of this game, or, you know, just the fact that you can, you know, make sketches and stuff out of it or whatever. So it's pretty cool, but thank you for the comment, friend. Next comment from Dearly Beloved says, "How's it going, Hugo? Hope you're in good health and your date with that cheese deluxe went smoothly. It was really cool. You invited a fellow GTA enthusiast to the podcast. Slick sounds like a really cool man with big cojones, and it was really interesting to hear his take on the topics discussed. I appreciate your feedback on the whole lack of crouching thing in GTA 5, and it got me thinking of another thing that still bugs me to this day, and that is we still cannot buy Molotov cocktails at Ammunation. Molotovs have been in the game since day one, and the only way to get them were to pick them up at a certain spawn points around the map. Once you do pick them up, you only get a few in your inventory and have to wait for them to respawn to get more, which is a pain in the ass if you want a full stock of them. Is it really hard to add the ability to buy them in Ammunition? I mean, come on, we can buy a jerry can and a goddamn broken bottle, and the broken bottle costs more than the damn jerry can. They could have at least took a page out of Chinatown Wars book and added the ability to make Molotovs at the gas station. I mean, you can find jerry cans at the gas station. Why not make some fire bottles while you're at it at the pumps? It just sucks that there's no flamethrower in the game. So the next best thing to do to fulfill your pyromaniac needs is to throw Molotovs. But it's really hard to get them because you simply cannot buy them. What do you think, Hugo? Are you surprised that we still can't buy Molotovs 10 years later? Do you think they're fun to use, or did you just didn't even bother with them because they're hard to get. Which GTA had the best Molotovs? Do you know how to make Molotovs in real life? If so, can you teach us? I'm no arsonist, if you're wondering. Anyway, thanks for another Cool Beans episode of the Talking GTA podcast. I'll leave you off with one of my favorite quotes from the hobos in GTA 4. More drama for your mama. All right. Thank you, dearly beloved, for that. I can't remember Molotovs in GTA 5 at all. I'm sure I encountered them at some point, especially with something like Rainbow Miser or Chaos Mod or something, where you kind of interact with parts of the game you normally wouldn't. But like you said, since you don't buy them at Ammunation, I can't think of a time where I ever came across them because I didn't know about the pickup thing. But I like your idea of being able to make them at the gas station or whatever. I think that's a good point, and that should be something they can the players can do. When I think of Molotovs, I think of the ones in San Andreas that get thrown and then fire goes everywhere and CJ screams and burns to death, and they drive me crazy when an enemy has them. And then sometimes when I have them, I throw them up against a tree or something. Next thing I know, I'm covered in fire, which I guess is the, kind of the danger of using those. So, I think you have a real, legitimate, request that Rockstar could fulfill, as far as those go. Hopefully they don't make that same mistake, with the next GTA. So anyway, thank you again for the comment, friend. Next one from Mojo Jojo. Hey, Hugo, your discussion about antagonists got me thinking. Firstly, what type antagonist would you want to see in GTA 6? Would you like to see a more traditional antagonist like Tenpenny or Sonny, someone who we work for and eventually rise up against? Or would you like to see a more modern approach like in GTA 5, in which we need to choose between the two main characters to face off against, being Jason and Lucia? Personally, I prefer the traditional approach in which a predetermined antagonist is the main focus. Keep up the podcast, man. You the main man. Thank you, Mojo Jojo, for the comment. I think a clear and obvious antagonist that's there for most of the game is the best way to go. Somebody that you hate and you want to take down, and you do take down by the end. I think that, obviously that was lacking in GTA 5. And I definitely don't want to kill the other player. So maybe some people do, and maybe people like the decision to, figure out who really is the bad guy, who do you want to kill. But I want a legit good bad guy that we go after. And it's exciting to take them down finally. That's a good ending to a game like that. So thank you, friend. Appreciate it. All right, next comment from Elron Hoya Bembe. YouTube didn't recommend this to me for the first 3 days for some reason, but I just want to say one thing I like a lot about San Andreas so much is that even though the map technically isn't as big as some games that have come out since, each area is so unique and has so much to see that it still ends up feeling like a bigger map than some of these newer games. When I played the game as a kid, I would just mess around with cheats and go shooting people instead of doing the mission, so I didn't even know there was a minigun, tear gas, or a jumbo jet in the game until much later, because I just never explored the areas where those weapons vehicles spawned. I agree. I think San Andreas does, it has so many different places and they are very unique. It does feel way bigger than it actually is. And I also messed around. One of the first GTA I played was GTA 3. And I can't remember when I actually did a mission for the first time, besides, like Give Me Liberty, where the game just starts on a mission. But once I had the control and the freedom to go places and snipe people and just explore, I just did that. And I always found that to be a ton of fun. So I'm with you. Thank you, Elron, for the comment. Appreciate it. Comment from Pegasi Infernus, always slick. Welcome to the podcast, Hugo. I agree with you on San Andreas. I have countless hours on it and I love the map and it's stuck in my head. Rather than GTA 5's map, it's fantastic, and it's the only game which has the Honda NSX, aka me, and I own it IRL too. Sad to take it to LA to drive as I'm broke. Wow, that's cool. I didn't know you had one of those in real life. That's pretty awesome. Thank you. No wonder you love the Infernus so much. So, thank you for the comment, Infernus. Next one from Cowboy Dan. Hey, man, love the show. Know what I'm saying? Okay, cool. Anyways, I would love to hear something like this show in GTA Online 2, a weekly updated podcast / State of the Union that we can all listen to while signed in online. This could play over the radio or we could watch it in a community setting somehow. I think that would be awesome, too. And we kind of talked about this before, and I think there would be a big decision to make if they had some kind of, you know, updating, you know, podcast or talk radio type of thing. Would it just be, you know, made up hosts or made up topics within the world of GTA? Or would it be, you know, people talking about the GTA game and, oh, this new online update came out and you can do this, that, and the other, and this new car which goes blah 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 and 0 to 60 in this amount of time or whatever. That would be cool in itself, but if that did exist, then it would be hard to criticize anything with the game because it would be controlled by, you know, Rockstar, which, you know, that's their business. They can make sure nobody's bad mouthing their game from the inside. But yeah, I think something like that would be pretty cool. I think the next version of online can't just be, you know, what we have for online now, just in a new city. I think they do need to innovate and kind of add some new things that'll get players excited again. So thank you, Cowboy Dan, for that comment. All right, First Time God says, Hugo, I have a simple question. Out of all the 3D and HD protagonists, who would win in a melee battle royale? I cannot decide, but I believe it would come down to CJ and Nico. Trevor is powerful, but not too bright. I feel like this is a topic that comes up a lot. Who would win among the protagonists in a number of different ways? But, you know, in this specific scenario, melee battle royale, I always pick CJ for everything. I think he's just the all around best, protagonist at everything. But I'm biased. That's my favorite game. And he's my favorite character. So a lot of people do pick Nico for these types of things, too. But with Trevor, there's a little bit of a unfair advantage when it comes to GTA 5 protagonists having the special abilities, and which Trevor's being that he's invincible for a short amount of time. So, you know, it's an unfair fight if Trevor is in it and he can use his special ability. And I think he would likely win at that point, I guess. But last time I talked about this, somebody brought up the point that, Franklin does end up, spoiler alert, Franklin does end up killing Trevor if you choose that ending in GTA 5. And I guess that's because either it was fire or he didn't have time to activate his special, or it was a cutscene and the special only belongs to the player. So a lot to think about when it comes to that. So thank you. But I pick CJ. Thank you, First Time God. Appreciate it. AC Reber says my grandma has more GTA knowledge than the guest. Well, to put your grandma on here, let me talk to her. I'll quiz her live on the show and we'll get to the bottom of this and see if that is true. Thank you for the comment though. A collectible I want to see in GTA 6 should be Playboy magazines. Well, do they even still exist? Do physical Playboy magazines still exist? I have no idea. What if some young kid is playing and he's collecting the collectibles and then his mom walks in and she sees titties all over the screen and then that becomes a big mess, because the kid's looking at fucking porno, even though it is an M-rated game. So, you know, blame the parents, but still, yeah, good idea, but who knows if we'll ever see that. All right. Next comment from Steve Jimmy. I think $150 for GTA 6 is a steal. Strauss Zelnick recently made the point that their prices definitely haven't kept up with inflation. Thinking GTA 6 should be about the same price as GTA 5 10 years ago is insane. He also made the point that a concert cost over $100 or whatever for 2 hours of entertainment, and GTA gives hundreds of hours of entertainment. Personally, I will be pre-ordering whatever the most expensive version is, and I know it will give me a boner. Okay. So I agree with the idea that the prices haven't kept up with inflation, and that if prices on games went up, then that would be fair. But to go from, you know, $69.99 or whatever the price is for a average top of the line game at release right now is, to jump to $150 for the same amount of content, and then all the other games are still $69.99 or whatever the case may be, I think that would be a hard sell to like parents or people, you know, on a budget. They may be like, fuck it, I'll just wait. But also, if there is going to be microtransactions in it, in GTA Online, then I think it would be in their best interest to charge a more reasonable price so that it can get users to, you know, buy those shark cards or whatever they may be, so that, you know, they're not missing out on that revenue. But who knows? We'll see. I will also probably buy the most expensive one, and I probably also will have a boner, okay? All right, some dude left a bunch of comments. I guess as he listened, I'm going to kind of read through them and respond. His name is User, a bunch of random numbers and stuff. 10 years later, they are not making a new GTA. That's the problem, okay? GTA 6 announced on September 17th, GTA 5 10th anniversary. Part of the problem with this is when we kind of just guess and hope, some people take that as fact. So I saw this on a video or whatever. This is probably what it's going to be. Did you know? Because it's the 10th anniversary of GTA 5 or blah, 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 or whatever. So, you know, it's fair to want to guess, but it sucks because, you know, we may be spreading misinformation without meaning to. You know, we're not trying to, like this guy, when he put that, he put a question mark. So, he's just guessing, and that's fair. But then the kids go crazy. Oh, did you hear that in GTA 6, we're going to be able to have sex with a crocodile? I saw it on TikTok or whatever. So I hear this stuff all the time. And I'm like, where does this start? Who came up with this stuff? So it could be people just making shit up, or, you know, who fucking knows? I don't know. Anyway, Steven doesn't like being a cartoon. Yes, that's true. Piracy is not allowed. Don't cluck and tell. Yes. Sweet sucks. He's stuck in the past, stuck in the wood, but I would like GTA San Andreas 2 as Brian. GTA San Andreas stories, obviously that ship has sailed and it's not going to happen. But if it were to happen, I'd play as Brian, but I'd rather play as Caesar or somebody from his world. Since it's separate from Grove Street, we can learn a lot more about that. But like I said, that ship has sailed. GTA needs to be like GTA San Andreas. I guess he meant GTA 6. Okay. Ryder and Smoke are dead. Okay. Spoiler alert. Those guys should be ashamed of themselves. They are not heroes at all. Rockstar will just ban any GTA 6 mention, and GTA 6 will never be out. Never. It's full of trolls and kiddos begging about GTA 6. Just wait with patience until it gets announced or released and stop being impatient. Back in my day, there were no days and you had to struggle and work hard every day for something you couldn't get it just like that with empty hands, money, and hard work effort. So be patient about GTA 6 and stop harassing Rockstar and Take Two. I agree with that. Red Port Redemption is just a port. Rockstar's too lazy to port it to PC. They don't even care about that. GTA is better. That's probably my favorite comment. GTA is better. Okay. All right. So there we go. That's the feedback from the last episode. Let's jump right into the emails.
Hey, little mama. What's popping?
All right. First email from the Scottish Raccoon. Hey, Hugo. Good looking out, homie. Scottish Raccoon back again. Love the podcast. Subscribe to the app notifications and listen as soon as it dropped, but have a few points to add. Love the idea of using beach balls as collectibles. Can use a melee weapon or gun to pop them. In reference to the Squid Row in GTA, it is a play on Skid Row in LA and not Saints Row. Also, think Slick's idea of playing San Andreas stories in reverse from LV to SF to LS is a great idea. I don't think Caesar would be a good idea personally because it'll be a lot of gang activity and too similar to the original SA. And please stop denying your love for Sweet. Hey, man, if you're going to write into this podcast, the last thing you're going to do is call me a Sweet lover, okay? I'm tempted to not even read the rest of this, but I will. This is already a long email, so my question this week is a simple one. With the pedestrian line rider leaving, they will be bringing in new riders who might be more in tune with the community and streamers. What are your thoughts on adding random lines that are inside jokes? For example, you call for a taxi in GTA 6 and you have to select your destination, Vice Taxi, where would you like a taxi? But if you don't answer or select an option, the operator gets mad. If you don't need a taxi, hang up. The majority would find it funny anyway, but the Hugo maniacs would go crazy over it. And I'm sure your reaction on finding out would be out of this world too. P.S. Been asking and looking forward to DE cutscene percent since it came out, so thank you, Mang, for that. Okay, so yes, no, I would love inside jokes like that. They did that with GTA 5 when they did like kind of the Scooter Brothers thing when Trevor, you switch to Trevor and he's on a scooter and he's chasing another guy on a scooter. He's saying Scooter Brothers in reference to a, you know, the viral video of where a guy was doing that or whatever. So stuff like that, that is connected to the fans, the community. I think that's awesome. And you're talking about a game that's going to have so many lines, just so many. I feel like they could easily, you know, kind of add in a bunch of, you know, inside jokes for if anybody there even watches any of this stuff, any of the, you know, GTA content creators or whatever, stuff from their communities. And it will always be something cool to talk about if it happens. So yeah, I think that's a great idea. I would love that. So maybe we'll get lucky and hear something we recognize. Thank you, Scottish Raccoon. Appreciate it. All right, next email. Hello, Hugo One. It is the Infernus, the fastest car, and welcome, Mr. Slick. Good to talk to you, gentlemen. Today is about the PC Steam ports of Manhunt, Max Payne 2, Midnight Club 2 having pirated / illegal cracks for official Steam release, and it's weird. The Steam version has anti-piracy features activated for the game you paid money. Anyways, we need Rockstar to work equally as for the console gamers towards the PC, as if you see the trilogy original ports still haven't gotten any small updates yet, got crappy definitive edition, but GTA 4 PC port was unplayable when launched, and GTA 5 PC port was released after 2 years of main release. 10 years for GTA 5, still no GTA 6, which also has anti-cheat problems. Also, it's been years and still no RDR1, Midnight Club 3, and LA PC ports still yet released. Anyways, that's it, mate. Just needed an opinion on those subjects. Questions. Slick, what is your favorite vehicle in the entire GTA universe? Mine is Infernus, and Hugo likes Cheetah. Slick's not here today. Slick, what is your opinion on the community multiplayer mods like SAMP, MTA 5M? Slick's not here today. Hugo, what is your opinion on celebrating 10 years of GTA 5? Rockstar doesn't seem to like to do kind of big things to celebrate anymore, or really anything connected like directly with the community. Obviously you can go back and find a bunch of AMAs, and things were different when the company was smaller, but even after, you know, major releases and successful games, they still had some connections to the community directly, as far as I guess talking about, talking directly with the community. It's impossible to do that now because every, social media post of theirs has the, where's GTA 6? We don't care. Where's GTA 6? So, the little bit that they did, I guess, was fine. Just my personal, opinion about just, GTA 5 turning 10 years old. It's amazing that it's been this long. But it does just kind of make you think, well, when's the next one, you know? And I know, it's kind of entered a different, era of gaming with online and stuff like that. And, you know, constant updates for online, which is great. It's not like the game came out 10 years ago and that was it. Obviously there's been a ton, going into it since then for online. It is just crazy to think about the fact that it's been a decade of this, of the most recent GTA game, which is crazy. Next question was, Hugo, what is your opinion on vehicle manufacturers in GTA universe? I like the idea that they're not, you know, real cars and stuff. And, speaking of which, this was something that came up recently. Rockstar partnered with 5M. One of the things they made him do was take the, I guess, any kind of real cars out of the game. And people had some negative opinions on that, which is fine. But, I understand it. They're not going to pay these companies to use their cars, or they don't have an agreement with these companies to promote their cars or whatever the case may be. Plus, one of the things about GTA is the fact that it has its own universe of cars and car manufacturers and stuff like that. So most of my knowledge of GTA cars and stuff is specifically San Andreas, but then also some of the trilogy and stuff. And then obviously a lot of those cars are in newer games. But when they added, like, the manufacturers to the cars, where it wasn't just the Infernus, it was the Pegasi Infernus or whatever like your name is, that kind of threw me off, because I still don't have any real like connection with the different manufacturers, who they are, who makes what they look like, what their logo is, or any of that stuff. So it's cool. I like that they added that, but it really doesn't play any part to me. If I look at a car, if I'm in a car and I hit down on the D-pad in GTA 5, I'm typically looking for the name of the model, not the make. So I pretty much have always ignored that. I guess that's just because it was never an issue previously. So, but I'm excited to see, I guess, where that goes, and who knows what else will come with there being these different manufacturers and stuff. So anyway, thank you, Infernus, for the email. Appreciate it, friend. All right, next email from Mike the Nerd says, "Hey, Hugo, I love your last podcast, especially when you brought in a new guest like Slick on the 25th episode. I hope we get more interesting guests or more of Slick in future episodes. Anyways, on with the email. One, I got an idea for a collectible in GTA 6, and that would be Treasure Chest. I thought about this because Vice City is surrounded mostly by water, and you'll have the whole Atlantic Ocean to explore underwater, so it would encourage more underwater exploration, and once you collect the chest, you'll be rewarded with money, since whatever's inside the chest would be worth a lot of money. Two, my personal opinion of GTA Online. I like certain updates, like the contract with Franklin and the Diamond Casino heist with Lester, but the recent updates we got this year are not really that interesting, to be honest. I would like for Rockstar to bring back all three protagonists from GTA 5 into GTA Online for the 10-year anniversary, but I don't know if that's going to happen, so I wouldn't get my hopes up. My biggest complaint for GTA Online mainly is how super accurate the enemy AI are and how it takes a lot of bullets to take them down, especially with Meriwether. I also don't like how GTA Online, when you take two or three shots, you're dead, as in story mode, it takes more than that to kill you. I don't totally hate GTA Online, but at the same time, I don't really love it either, so to me, GTA Online is mediocre in my opinion. Three, I think if Rockstar were to make another Red Dead game after GTA 6, I have a few ideas on how they would go about it. My first idea is having a Civil War veteran as a protagonist forming his own gang in the 1860s/1870s during the glory days of the Wild West. My second idea would be to continue Jack Marston's redemption story to the mid to late 1910s and maybe 1920s, where at a certain point Jack would realize that he can't keep living the same outlaw life as Arthur and his father did, and in the epilogue we would see him write the book Red Dead, as we saw the book hidden in Franklin and Michael's house in GTA 5. Thanks, Hugo, for reading my email. Sorry it feels long, and because I had lots to say. I hope you and Slick have a great day, and fuck sweet. Thank you. Okay. So the first thing about Treasure Chest as collectibles, sounds cool, and I like the idea, but it may be too nice for Rockstar. You know, their underwater collectible in GTA 5 was toxic waste, and they always have some kind of, you know, something to say about whatever. A treasure chest seems like it would be too positive of a thing. Nothing too parody, basically, I guess. They could work it in there somehow, I'm sure. But, I like the idea of being able to find gold or whatever the fuck in these chests. So it's an interesting thought. We'll have to see if that's what they do. The next one about GTA Online, I'm with you. I just don't, even when the Franklin DLC came out, Franklin Lamar's my favorite character, I just couldn't bring myself to play it. I'm just not interested. I'd rather have single player storyline extensions of the main storyline, like you said. Bring them back for the 10th anniversary would have been great. Didn't happen, so you know, obviously there's not going to be anything like that, but hopefully GTA 6 isn't just a bunch of like GTA Online like missions, because that would be bad. We need a good complete story that has lots of twists and turns and stuff. So anyway, last one was the Red Dead game after GTA 6, which they say the Red Dead franchise will continue to go on, so they would have to come up with ideas of how that would work. The stuff with the Civil War, I didn't like that about GTA or about Red Dead 2. I liked Red Dead 1's like Western appeal. So when Red Dead 2 was more this post-Civil War South, I just didn't really like it. It wasn't really the era that I expected. It obviously made for a good game. And a lot of people liked it, and the storyline was good. And I would also rather have anything but fucking Jack Marston. I hated Jack Marston in Red Dead Redemption, specifically in Red Dead Redemption 1. Obviously in 2, he's like a fucking toddler or something. But in the first one, he was the sweet of that game. He was fucking around. John was out here trying to fucking put everything back together, and Jack was out here fucking around. So fuck him. But anyway, I like connections, like you said, where he writes a book called Red Dead, and then we saw it in GTA 5. I like stuff like that, and I hope that any future Rockstar game has connections like that, because it seems like they did that a lot previously, but obviously without a new game in 10 years, who knows where they're at now with that kind of material in the game. So anyway, thank you, Mike the Nerd, for the email. Appreciate it, friend. All right, next email from Torday. It says, "Hi, Hugo, how are you?" "I'm good." "Question is, have you seen the latest GTA 6 PDF? It's a fan-made resume of the leaked GTA 6 content. Check it out if you can." I have not seen that. Somebody going through all that leaked footage and putting together all the different things that were leaked, and I know there's a ton of screenshots with lots of activities and all kinds of text on it. So if somebody put all that together in one place is pretty cool. But, you know, I do want to be a little surprised. And not all of that stuff is definitely going to be in GTA 6. So who knows, you know? So, but I haven't looked at it. Maybe one day if I start dying for GTA 6 content, I'll check it out. But thank you for the email, friend. All right, next email says, "Hello there, Hugo. My name is Ashley. I'm from the UK. I'm a huge Rockstar Games fan, and even more so the GTA franchise. GTA 4 is my favorite, and I think it has aged fantastically. I visited New York on my honeymoon, and I was blown away, not so much by my wife, and no, I didn't attempt the swing set glitch. Since I'm not getting any news or information on any of Rockstar's single-player games, stumbling across your podcast on Spotify has become a godsend. I love it. Keep up the great work. You kind of sound like Seth Rogen. Take that how you want. I hear a lot about driving physics, and personally, I much prefer GTA 4. I like how you can crash and turn your car into a crisp potato chips, pack it, and can't beat the feeling of whipping the back end of a Dukes out around a corner. I think the next installment should give us a choice. If you can modify your vehicle's suspension setup to change the driving from 4 to 5, if that makes sense." That does actually make sense, and I think that is a good idea. So where I guess you take it to the custom shop and there's an option for suspension, and it makes it clear to the player, you know, 5-style driving, 4-style driving, stuff like that. That is a pretty good idea. Question: if you had to choose certain elements from previous Rockstar games, what would you pick to create GTA 6? I would choose the warrior stealth and distraction tactics, GTA 4 driving physics, GTA Online or Midnight Club car modifications, GTA 4 one protagonist rather than multiple, Vice City 80s timestamp, Red Dead Redemption 2 story. I'm still not over, spoiler alert, I'm not going to say. Not that, and we've talked about this before, spoiling old media of any kind. If it's like a discussion came up about The Sopranos and I didn't want to give away something important at the end in case somebody hasn't watched the series yet and is planning on watching it soon, because nothing sucks more than going into, you know, a show, a movie or whatever, and knowing what's going to happen to somebody or something like that. But a lot of people don't care. And I'm sure I've talked about whatever I'm spoiler alerting here with Red Dead 2, and I talk about a ton of spoiler shit from GTA, but just in case, since I was able to catch it, I'll say spoiler alert. But yes, Red Dead 2 story was good. San Andreas clusterfuck of disloyalty and backstabbing as it makes revenge more sweet. I don't like the mention of sweet, but I see what you're getting at. I would also like to add the definitive edition was sloppier than a pimp's employee of the month. I remember spotting a hot ring billboard in Vice City showing an actual R33 GTR car wasn't even made until later. The definitive edition was as useful as a handbrake on a speedboat or an ashtray on a motorbike. I still played them all, though. But they didn't necessarily... they weren't made for you. Somebody that's like a diehard classic GTA fan and still can play the old GTAs and stuff like that isn't going to find much use in those. But somebody who played it back in the day and only has the most modern console and wants to play those again needs to have a way to do it. And it needs to be, you know, a bit more updated than the classic graphics to, you know, kind of get their attention to begin with. So I understand that, classic GTA fans wouldn't like it, but I hear all the time from people that say they love it. So it's for different people, different strokes for different folks. Last thing I wanted to say is I'm excited for GTA 6. Lucia makes me want to motorboat my analog sticks. Also, fuck Sweet, that wasn't even Mom's blender, you overly strict dickhead. Sorry for a long email. Hope this reaches you well. Much love from the UK, from Ashley. Thank you, Ashley, for the email. Appreciate it. Lots of good thoughts there. I personally hated GTA 4 driving. I've mentioned that before. I thought it was the cars felt too heavy. And they kind of, you know, you went to brake and it took forever to brake and slow down and stuff. And a lot of people would argue, well, that's good driving or whatever. I understand that. But it definitely wasn't for me, especially after San Andreas, putting so much time into San Andreas, it changed so dramatically that I couldn't really get used to it. And then GTA 5 kind of went back to closer to a San Andreas feel. The car, if the cars in GTA 4 were heavy, then the cars in GTA 5 are too light, you know? So who knows where it's going to end up with GTA 6. As far as elements from a previous Rockstar game, I really like the weapon wheel in GTA 5, and I have no reason to believe that it's not going to be there. The weapon wheel that they tried to implement in the Definitive Edition sucked. They just didn't do a good job with it. But again, that's one of those modern things that people would want instead of having to cycle through all their weapons, but they just didn't do a very good job implementing it in those games. But in GTA 5, I think it's great. So I do look forward to that. And, you know, just good story and stuff is really my main issue. And skippable cutscenes. I say this every single episode, every single day of my life, I feel. But I want the story to be in cutscenes, and I want to be able to skip it so on a replay, I don't have to sit through the stuff I already know, and it's just like watching the movie, which some people want to watch it again, that's fine, but I just want to get to the action sometimes. So anyway, thank you, Ashley, for the email. Appreciate it. All right, next email. Hey, Hugo, Clay Doggy here. First off, I just wanted to mention how great the last podcast was. Having a co-host on it really opens up the floor to live chat opinions and even debate on topics. Shout outs to Slick. You all went over hidden packages. Just for the record, GTA 3, it is assumed they are bags of coke, given the color, Vice City, tiki statues. Given Miami Vice's influence on Vice City, this should have been a statue containing drugs, which is from the show. San Andreas, oysters are believed to be an aphrodisiac, so they increase your sex rating. Horseshoes, when displayed, when the two ends are pointed upward, is a sign of luck. The ends are pointed upward, so the luck doesn't run out of the horseshoe. Just a few notes about Satan and his criticisms. I'm not going to say anything like ban him or anything. Everyone is entitled to their opinion, but it does seem he's not open to hear any others at the same time. Oh, and openly calling you out like that is not cool. Given his criticism, I'll just say it sounds like he doesn't understand how the game industry actually functions. Just saying that Rockstar is the villain here isn't really the whole story. There are many levels to Rockstar, and ultimately they also have to answer to Take-Two, who I would say where most of their frustration should be pointed. This is a much larger topic, so I'll just stop there with one last comment. Rockstar Support is a different company. They are awful, and everyone knows it. I want to say something here. The Rockstar answering to Take-Two, I really hope one day there's like a tell-all book about the dynamic between Rockstar and Take-Two, especially right now in this time period, because I know Take-Two has to be dying for GTA 6 to release because it's going to be such a, you know, major source of revenue for them, such a huge source. The Strauss Zelnick, I think he's went out and kind of said, oh, well, Rockstar, they're, you know, it's up to them. They put in the work when it comes to GTA games and, you know, it's an art or whatever. He has nice things to say about Rockstar, but I imagine there's gotta be some frustration behind the scenes that they're taking this long or whatever the case may be, or maybe not. Maybe Take Two's like, fuck them. Pumping out online content only, but I doubt that. I feel like the huge bump that GTA 6 will give that company, they're dying for it. Anyway, on with the email. Just to answer what was a minor topic, GTA 5 was $150 for the collector's edition with the San Andreas hat. Mike the Nerd suggested business models in GTA 6. What he suggested sounds like it would be an upgrade to what VCS had in it, which would be great. Also, although the newer release of Red Dead Redemption plays on the PS5, it was technically only released to the for the PS4. The PS4 Pro and PS5 versions are identical to each other. I also have it on Xbox, and you are right, it's great. Digital Foundry did their comparison on it and said the PS4 Pro is actually better than the Xbox version. Mini games in GTA 6. I'd love some based on other Rockstar IPs, like have one based on Manhunt or others. Shout outs to DJ Enzone for being a Saints Row fan. Saints Row 2 is objectively the best in the series. Also for her, Get Out of Hell had some great cutscenes in it, but the gameplay was literally just the mini games from the series. No real campaign missions, just YouTube it. San Andreas stories and the idea of starring that Marquez Busta suite could work. Go with me on this. You need to have a protagonist who survives the campaign so they can still do 100% cleanup work. And it should be someone who is in San Andreas as well. Now, I know you haven't played Vice City Stories at all, but in the story, they really show what a douchebag Lance is. You really hate him. I think that type of thinking could apply to Sweet here. He clearly only wants the hood to survive, so the story would involve Los Santos getting into trouble, defending the hood, attacking other gangs. San Fierro, maybe he goes there to set up some type of deal with the Vietnamese gang who CJ later attacks for guns for Grove Street. Deal goes bad. Los Venturas, I don't really know, but whatever thing he's doing there falls apart and he returns to the Grove. But in all of this, as he's such an idiot, he is constantly making bad decisions and causing infighting everywhere. Basically, it just adds to how useless he is in San Andreas. So by the end of the game, he's basically cemented his mindset on screw all the other places. The Grove is the only thing that matters. And you also get to see what happens when he tries to run things and it falls apart. Thoughts? It would be really hard for me to believe that he would go to all these other places and do anything. I understand how you're tying it back into once all that shit falls apart, that's when he doesn't give a shit about anything but the Grove. He just seems such a lazy fool that it would be hard to believe that he was out there putting in all this work. And I would hate to play as him, but I see what you're getting at here. So understood. Lastly, I know you don't put yourself on camera, which is totally fine. Ever thought about a VTube type setup where you a random GTA character, CJ Tweelave, etc.? Unlikely. That's it. Later, homie. Thank you, Clay Doggy, for the email. Appreciate it, friend. Thank you. All right, next email. Sup, Hugo. Been following you for a couple of years now. I don't usually use Twitch much, but I absolutely love the fails and funny moments compilations. And also like your podcast. It was fun to listen to while doing the Notorious Explorer trophy in Mafia 2. Talking about GTA, I gotta say that my favorite is GTA 4, and my least favorite is GTA 5. GTA San Andreas is a classic, and I love Vice City for its music, but the atmosphere, the characters, and the story of GTA 4 just keep me hooked on. GTA 5 is also a good game, but I have never liked it that much, mainly because the physics and, well, the fact that it's a 10-year-old game with no successor yet. Thus, GTA 5 is my least favorite. My favorite game of all time is Red Dead Redemption 2, but that's another story. What about GTA 6? There's been a lot of rumors that Rockstar will announce it on October 26, 2023, and that it will be released a year after. Well, let's see. Nothing is confirmed unless it's from Rockstar, right? I'd like to think that GTA 6 is going to be one of the biggest games in history, even though important people have left the company entirely. I hope that it will retain the main idea of past GTA games and that it won't be a rushed AAA game. By the way, could you start speedrunning / streaming GTA Vice City Stories? Thanks in advance if this will be featured on the next podcast. Appreciate it. Keep doing what you're doing. You to Mang Mang from Jartali. Thank you, Jartali. Appreciate it. As far as the October 26th date, obviously came and went. Nothing happened. So like you said, we just keep on waiting for Rockstar and some official word, but who knows when that will be. We are looking forward to it, though, of course. And one day I'll get into Vice City Stories for sure, but who knows when that'll be. All right, next email says, "Hey, Hugo, loving the podcast. My favorite thing about GTA is the weapons. I feel like I have some ups and downs about the weapons. My ups are that they save you from running up on people so that you don't waste time punching people. Another thing is that you can get as much ammo as you can. My downs are you have to keep reloading as you get shot. Do you think this will be the same in the next GTA game if I feel like we shouldn't get this?" Well, I think one of the things I'm worried about is that you're not going to be able to carry every weapon at all times during the next GTA, that you will have to, make a choice, which is like, there is some old school, nature to that with older GTAs where each slot, you could only carry a specific weapon, and you had to get rid of whatever weapon you had. Now it seems like you'll be able to at least drop the weapon on the ground, maybe come back for it later, maybe have your other character pick it up or something like that. So it seems like that's going to happen, which I'm worried about because I do like, even though it is totally unrealistic, in GTA 5, where you have like literally, it seems like 100 weapons at your disposal at all times. If you late in the game, if you've bought a bunch of weapons or picked up a bunch of weapons, or on GTA Online where you try to get all the weapons basically. That may be starting to be limited, in the future, and maybe the ammo too. So I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But whatever weapons they give us, I'm sure we will use them a lot. Thank you for the email, friend. Appreciate it. All right. That's it for the emails. Let's move on to the phone calls.
All right. Let's go to the phones. Hello, caller. You're on Chatterbox.
What's up, Talking GTA Podcast and Hugo? I just wanted to call in first to say, I think the most recent episode with our boy Slick Schnett was phenomenal. I really liked the guest on the show, and I hope there's more in the future. I'm sure there's plenty of people out there who want to talk about GTA, so get out there, whoever's thinking about it. And I guess I'll just comment on some of the news from last week while I'm on the phone. I think it is pretty absurd to think that GTA 6 will be $150. I couldn't find a credible basis for that anywhere. I did some digging. All I found was more ludicrous claims like that, like it's going to be 700 gigabyte download, just plain stuff like that. The only basis I can find for it is people trying to get attention to their social media or their websites where they're like posting these ridiculous claims. So I wouldn't put any stock in them. We'll just have to wait till it comes out, whenever it will. Anyway, that's all. Keep up the good work, everyone. See ya.
All right. Thank you for the phone call, friend. Appreciate it. Yeah. I agree. A lot of the kind of, big rumors about GTA 6 seem to just appear out of thin air, and there's really no real source for any of this stuff. Even that rumor about October 26 being the release, or the announcement, the big announcement for GTA 6, October 26, there was some shitty ass like cell phone video of like a piece of paper that had October 26 will be the announcement, and you could hear some talking, I guess, in the background talking about it. And people were like, "Oh, look, here's the source saying that it'll be October 26th. And then obviously that's come and gone and it didn't happen. So, what, like, somebody just made that video just for the fuck of it, just to get some attention for their social media, like you said. That's annoying that we have to combat that type of stuff constantly because people, you know, are taking advantage of the fact that everybody's desperate for news about this game, and there isn't any real stuff, so they make shit up. But anyway, thank you for the call, friend. Appreciate it. Next one.
Yo, Hugo, John from Memphis, Tennessee. I've been something's been bothering me. It's nothing huge, but like the character Ursula. I don't know if it's ever been pointed out that Franklin boinks. You know, however many times you choose to, that she is in, she's actually in Liberty City Stories. As a little girl, she calls into, and the reason I think it's her is the same laugh, everything. As a little girl, she calls into, Chatterbox and, admits to having a crush on Laszlo and, like maybe her and her friends who started a Laszlo. And it kind of creeps Laszlo out a little bit, I think, to the point that he hangs up the phone. But she gives her name as Ursula. So, anyway, obviously the same person carried over, from the 3D universe into the HD universe, which I think, there are a lot of claims that doesn't happen, but, I've seen a few occasions where it does. So there's one of them. So thanks.
Thank you, John. That's interesting. I hadn't heard about that before. I'll have to look it up because I am interested in that. If they did do something like that, deliberately, I think that would be really cool. And it would be amazing that something like that went unnoticed for 10 years before somebody, you know, made the connection or whatever. And as far as the crossing universes thing, we always say, oh, the Rockstar themselves have said the 3D universe is separate from the HD universe. They've also said that doesn't apply to radio. So if somebody appeared on the radio in the past, they could easily be in a more modern game, because there's been countless examples of that. So who knows? Maybe that is true. Maybe that is a thing. Maybe you found something, some hidden Easter egg here that people didn't know about. Or maybe somebody knew about that and never mentioned it. Or maybe there's a whole fucking 4 million view video about it and I don't know about it. But either way, thank you for mentioning that, because I think that's pretty cool. Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Hugo One, what's up, man? John from Memphis again. I was just playing GTA 4 and looking at the pause menu, which I really think you should play more. I guess it's a matter of aesthetic, if you're not into Martin Scorsese and stuff like that, you might not be as into it. I guess it depends on your, if you have a more sunny disposition, you probably like Los Santos better, which gets to my point. Realistically, I mean, if you put the entirety of the map from GTA 4 together, you have a bigger metropolitan area than you have in GTA 5. I think Los Santos in GTA 5 is actually really small. Comparatively, my point is that, you know, given that it's held as being like this huge open world map, it's mostly mountains. I know this was pointed out, recently in some video, and that, you know, the actual, I've never been to LA in real life, so I have been to New York City, and it seems like it doesn't really take long to get from New Jersey to Queens, you know. Whereas you can zip right through Los Santos anytime, whereas, you know, Los Angeles traffic is supposed to be notoriously, you know, there is no traffic in that game. So, you know, I don't know. something to think about and chew on. I like thinking about the maps a lot. This new one is supposed to be insane, which, you know, make it interesting, you know, quality, not quantity. Thank you, man. Love the content. Later.
Thank you, John. Did you have a few drinks between calls there? Damn. No, I'm just kidding. Thank you for the thoughts about that. GTA 4, Liberty City, I think it's awesome. I think it is. It's very well detailed. I think it looks they did a really great job with it. I didn't like the gloomy ass atmosphere and stuff. And people say, though, you know, that's not really there with the Ballad of Gay Tony. So you get the same map. But I haven't really put a ton of time into that game. When it comes to, you know, size and stuff, you're probably right, because, there is a large portion of GTA 5's map, which is basically a lot of nothingness, but I do like that. I do like the fact that there is, you know, you have your city, and then when you go, you know, north, you have these kind of open areas and stuff, and, you know, smaller towns and stuff like that. That's something that I feel GTA 4 was lacking, although I wouldn't expect them to have a bunch of small towns, you know, in that area anyway. So I think it just played better for a Los Santos setting to have something like that. I hear you. Everybody loves, or not everybody, a lot of people love GTA 4, and I would like to play it some more, but every time I play it, I end up getting frustrated with fucking something, getting killed or whatever, but it is a fun game, I'm glad you're enjoying it. Anyway, so that's it. That's the last phone call, and that's it for me. I will be back whenever. Who knows? This episode took a long time to come out because I was like, all right, let's wait and see about these dates that people keep putting out for GTA 6. Nothing happened. So here's the episode. And knowing how things have been, every time I put out one of these things, there's some kind of interesting story like right after it comes out. So maybe I have made GTA 6 announcement happen by putting this out. So maybe tomorrow. No, I'm just kidding. All right. So anyway, thank you for listening, friends. I will catch you on the next one. Peace out. Goodbye.